There are like 21 animals in this series. I'm only giving you like nine tonight on recap, and I introduce you to my new one. But man, people say, Brian, what made you start this series? Well, Jim Rohn inspired it. And then I was at a meeting one day, and this guy walked up to me. Very, very powerful guy. Very powerful guy. He was a CEO of a company. He said, Brian Bean? I said, yeah. I said, where I know you from? He said, man, you'd be surprised. I said, what you mean? He said, I watch you on YouTube all the time. He said, I met you 11 years ago, and you did the tiger and the eagle and the ant. I said, yeah. He said, I never forgot it. I showed it to my employees. I said, shit me. Let me show it to your employees. CEO of a company. Man, that animal thing you did, man, I showed it to my employees. I said, oh, really? Thanks for telling me. So then I got government contracts and I started teaching the Animal Instinct series to employees. My stuff gets stolen all the time. He's probably doing it, and that's fine. But it let me know that people what? Watching. People watching. So I said, let me get deep into these animals. Shoot, he just got those. That ain't nothing. I'm just getting started. Jaguar, gorilla, cheetah, praying mantis, bees, bears, black bear, brown bear, scorpion, cobra, king cobra. I went through, I said, he ain't gonna catch up with these. Gotta hire me to get these. I went outside my backyard one day, the possum. Caesar done killed the possum. Promise you, dead. Now, those that don't know me, I'm very squeamish. I don't fool around with animals and squirrels, and I don't like blood, I don't like none of that stuff. Possum, I said, Caesar done killed the possum. I went out there with a shovel. I tapped it, flipped it, flipped it, flipped it, flipped it. I'm like, he dead. Makai, come get this possum. Makai, he's just like a daddy. Daddy ain't fooling around with that possum. Flipped it, flipped it, flipped it. So I got nervous. I said, man, I'm gonna fumble with that thing tomorrow. Came back, that joker was gone. I just got possum. I couldn't believe it. I said, he possum me. I couldn't believe it. He didn't have a no sign of life at all. That joker just, you know what we, he like, you know what we do. I couldn't believe it. I was like, he gone. And it took my dumb butt. I got possum. This is God got an imagination, boy. How you come up with something that play dead and then we fall for it? I mean, y'all, I touched that, stabbed it a little bit, touched it. I'm doing what we do. I wonder at what point I probably went to sleep. He woke up like, got him. We out. Hurry up for that pit bull come back out here. When does it wake up and realize, you know what, we out of here. Got it. I got possum. Animals a trip, man. If you really internalize this stuff, I'm telling you, you got to tap. See, when you can't get what you need from people, you got to get it from some of God's other creatures. Like, how they do it? Like, how does that happen? We all have a defense or survival mechanism that we tap into. So I hope this helps. People say, Brian, how'd you do it? You know how I did it, honestly? Other than channeling it and knowing that that's what he would want. You know how I really did it? Why I really did it? Because sometimes God will use you as the example of what perseverance looks like. So now you can't come to me with no excuses. I had to do it. Because now the team knows, oh, he's serious. So I had to be the example of what perseverance looks like. So when something small hits you, you're like, look, man, that man got up there on stage same day his father passed at 5:08 that morning. I was on stage at 12. See, I did that because I want that to resonate with you every time you think you can't get through something. Does that make sense? My son will never forget that. He won't forget that. See, there's certain life lessons that stick with you forever if you take full what? Responsibility and advantage. Survival mechanism is refuse to lose your vision in what? In darkness. Don't let it get to you, man. Don't let it get to you. Don't let it break you. Stop confusing
current temporary situations for permanent future situations. That's what a lot of people do. I know, man, it feels so permanent, but it's not permanent. You're going to get through it because you've been through some stuff already. Raise your hand if you have. We all been through some stuff. So you still here. So what make you think this wave of stuff heavier? See, one thing I understand about death. As you get older, it happens more. Am I right or wrong? So when people think that freeze, Brian, when is that period over? As you get older, it happens more. Now it's somebody every week. So you got to start understanding. I start changing my mind now to transition into spirituality so I won't get caught. You can't get caught up and be sad about this stuff. Of course, I'm not talking about my father in particular. I'm talking about your ability to rise above your situation and evolve with whatever it is you're going through. Make sense? Write this down. Hurting does not mean hurt. Losing does not mean loss. Some of y'all, you got to stop thinking things last forever. And lonely does not mean you alone. Some of y'all need to be alone for a minute. Get some alone time. You'll be surprised what you'll hear when you get by yourself. You'll be surprised what messages you receive when you can think clearly. When you can turn some of that noise around you down. Just because you're hurting, that does not mean you hurt. You're just hurting right now. Does that make sense? Just because you're losing, it does not mean you lost. Stop making temporary things permanent. And just because you're hurting or you're alone, you're lonely, don't mean you're alone. People, situations, and circumstances may rob you of your happiness, but let nothing rob you of your joy. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not happy all the time, but for the most part, I'm a joyous person, man. I'm going to have me some joy. And anything that try to come in and disrupt and interrupt that, I'll just start excommunicating it. You just won't hear from me no more. Life too short. Circumstances and people may interrupt your happiness, but at the core, I got to have some joy. I'm going to have some joy. See, that's what matters, your joy. Happiness comes in what? Goes. But raise your hand if you're joyful. You're in the building. Some people couldn't even get here. They couldn't afford to get here. They couldn't get the plane ticket. They couldn't get a babysitter. Whatever the reason was. Notice I said not an excuse. Some people got legitimate reasons. But you here. So you got to get through what you're going through and know that most of the stuff you think permanent, it's not permanent. For time's sake, I just looked at my clock. I can't do the silverback. I got some good stuff coming. I know. He's a bad boy. Just put down the king of confrontation. The king of confrontation. And I teach you 7 steps to get through confrontation. Because in your group, your organization, you're going to have some confrontation. You're going to have to deal with some things. But I can't do it tonight. I got to skip this one. Because it's good. I know it's good. So just put king of confrontation. I meant to take this slide out. My fault. I hate teasing y'all. Okay. I got to end. I'm going to end with this. The rhino. The rhino is one of the 5 big game of South Africa. I went to South Africa. I saw the rhinos. It's unbelievable, right? Now, you would think, Brian, this is easy. I know where he's going. Tough skin. You got that tough skin. You ain't been to Instinct series before. It can't be that easy. A rhino always has birds on his back. Why does he not get the birds off? Why doesn't he shake them off? Why doesn't he get rid of them? Why doesn't he fight them? Why are they on his back? Well, because of a rhino's tough skin, it's full of parasites. It's full of parasites. The birds are the rhino's companion to get rid of parasites. You got to decide right now who the parasites are in your life. Who riding your back? Who sucking your blood? Who draining you dry? Why are you so tired? Who is a burden to you? See, these birds are like, look, let me get those up off you. You always see rhinos with these birds. You got to decide right now who is draining you. And it's easy to do. You ever talk to somebody and you in a good mood until y'all hung up? It's easy. Y'all didn't even talk about nothing. Just the mere fact that they call. You're like, my energy done shifted. And then I do this for real. Then I have to trace it. Talk the dog on Francine. Then I got to go back to get some, like, some better energy because she drained me. See, I just meet people where they are. The reason I'm successful a lot of times is because I categorize everything and I categorize everybody. Not a judgment thing. Here's what I mean. Some people are your comrades, but you think they're your constituents. They're not. Three types of people. Your comrades, they are not engaged to you or your cause. They're engaged to themselves. They just hang around you. They're my comrades. Hey, I got some friends. I got a lot of comrades. I love them to death. We grew up together, but we ain't talking every day and we're not hanging out no more because our paths went different ways. See, I got comrades. Then I got some compadres. See, I got some friends that don't care nothing about what we're doing, but you don't want none of them to run up in here. I just categorize everybody. Does that make sense? I keep a couple of jokers around me that don't care nothing about the business because I categorize everybody. So what you got to do is start identifying who are your comrades, who are your constituents. Constituents are engaged because of the cause. Oh, I learned this big time in my last company. Oh, long as I was serving you. Oh, I was the man 3 weeks ago because I was serving you. But when I made a decision for me and when I made a decision for what I thought was better for you because you were trying to get where I'm at and I'm leaving, now I'm a bad guy. I'm the worst dude in the world. I'm hating. I say, you know what? I ain't even going to get mad. They're just constituents. Can't get mad at them. We ain't friends. We're constituents. So it ain't no big deal. I don't take this stuff personal. Look, I've been doing this type of business 20 years. You think you're going to put something up about me on Facebook and it's going to stop me from making millions of dollars? Right. I grew up where I saw guys get physically touched. You can't do it through social media. So why in the world would I allow people who were only in my corner as long as I was serving them to affect what I'm doing? Then I found out quick who my confidants are. My confidants. See, now I hang around my confidants. So after the gentleman, I saw the gentleman with the motorcycle accident and a few other things was happening in my life. I met my sister. I went to therapy, right? And therapy's good, man. Oh, my God, man. If you ain't had no therapy, even if you think you got it going on, get you some therapy. I'm telling you, man, it's good. Some of y'all job pay for it, too. Get you some therapy, man. Talk to somebody that ain't judging you, don't care, just want to get it out. So here's why I went to therapy. Because I've been doing this industry so long, and I just got, like, too nice. I'm serious. And I was getting confused because I used to didn't always be this nice. Because normally that dude would have said what he said to me, that racial slur, and I would have not, I would have snapped, woo. But because I become Mr. Positive, optimistic, don't say nothing, let it ride, that junk bothered me for like 2 months. I should have snatched a mud hole in his ass. That bothered me. Not just him. I'm like, man, you starting to become too, you letting too much stuff slide. It was a lot going on. I'm not just him. It was a lot. I'm like, I just started looking at my track record. You let that slide. You ain't say nothing about that. You should have checked him about that. You should have killed him for that. You should have did this. I went to therapy. I said, you know what? I'm in a position where I got to be positive. But lately, I ain't feeling the love. You know what she told me? She said, Brian, you know what it is? You got such a big heart. This was worth all the sessions. This one thing. You got such a big heart. What you're doing is you making your circle bigger. The more successful you get.
I said, well, I'll be.
That's what it is. I'm trying to bless more people, and I'm still doing it. But now I bless you constituently. See, I started thinking everybody was cool. Everybody ain't cool. She said, that is what your problem is. She said, I'm looking at everything you're saying. For the most part, you got it great. You just need to get this circle back down to where it's small. Immediately, I just started slicing and dicing. Okay, I see what she's saying. Nope. Cut some people immediately. Now, that dichotomy of who real and who not. She also said this. She said, Brian, you such a real cat. And you, when you shake a person's hand, you mean what you say. You say what you mean. You ain't lying. You ain't flossing. You done forgot. Everybody ain't like that. So I had a hard time, like, man, why don't you just mean what you say? Say what you mean. Are you who you are or not? She's like, Brian, you must be crazy. Boy, you a rare breed. People are not who they say they are. I'm like, I had to pay you to learn that. Therapy is good, man. Don't let nobody tell you crazy. You know? Go talk to somebody about what you're thinking about. Man, they bring so much a good one. They bring so much clarity to your situation. I couldn't believe it. A lot of stuff, trace back to family. I'm like, that's why I'm like that. That makes so much. She did what's called genealogy. Where you write out, as far as you can go back, both sides of the family, their parents, your siblings, their children, talk about the characteristics, follow the pattern, trace it back to why you are how you are today. Because of something that happened 3 generations ago? I said, that is so true. The curse stops now. Makes sense. Therapy good. I don't know why people trust me. There ain't nothing but you and her. Go in there and talk to somebody. You ain't got to do like I'm doing. Tell everybody your results. See, I don't care. I'm just real like that. That way can't nobody. See, don't nobody hold nothing over me. You know Brian been broke. I got more broke jokes than everybody. I tell him. Now, you know I got a friend of mine, his claim to fame is telling how broke I was. I'm like, yeah, boy, we were broke, you were broke. Problem is, you still broke. One of us got up out of there. So why you think it's still funny? It's funny to me, too. She broke that stuff down, man. Told me what the root of everything was. Here's the problem. This what it is. This why you don't like a job. This why you on this. This why you can't do that. This why you don't like nobody talking to you crazy. I was like, that is so true. Traced it back to childhood. Off a conversation. See? So I had to learn. Okay, I can get back to myself. I don't have to slap nobody. I ain't got to get violent. I don't have to do this and that. Because growing up, I had a quick temper. And I lost that. And then people started testing me, and I felt like I had gotten too soft. And I was having a problem with that. So now you can slap me, and I turn the other cheek when I turn around. You better not be standing there. Meet people what? Where they are. Your comrades don't care nothing about you. Your constituents, they with you to a what? To a point. But my confidants, we riding. Me and my confidants, we riding. We're going to get it done together regardless of what. Ain't nobody going to break this bond. We don't care who come in. When you join my confidants, when you become a confidant, I take it very seriously. And you don't get there overnight. Does that make sense?